True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks-Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
I almost had to sneeze right as the show started. Hold on, I'm fighting a sneeze. Hold on. We're good.
Chris, I thought you were a little moved.
Nope.
That we're back on a Monday. He missed the show so much over the weekend.
I hope I sneeze right in the middle of the segment.
That he has teared up.
Okay, we're good.
You're good.
Everything's good. Good morning. It's nice out so far. Then it'll be like 86 or something gross today.
And also, I believe the Canadian wildfire haze is going to increase over the course of the day. Because it's not terrible right now.
No,
but they said on Total Information AM it might pick up.
But if you go outside today, don't breathe. Amy Marks-Kors,
I think
Chris
Ronchi. It's high smoke.
It is. It's very. Yeah, it's a high smoke. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, we're going to be living underneath the smoke.
Join us today, won't you? At 314-436-7900. Phone number. Call it, text it. Drop a voice message on the Audacy app. AUDACY. What else? Oh, hey, stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter if you want to look at our lovely, lovely faces.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Tornado relief efforts continue here in St. Louis, and we are going to tell you how you can help this week.
L.A. is a bit of a mess as pro-Palestinian riots continue and President Trump has called in the National Guard. We will be talking with Chris Saliza, political commentator, later on in the show.
And it was not a good day sports-wise yesterday. The Cardinals drop one to the Dodgers. However, they won the series, so that's the most important thing. But City SC loses and the Battle Hawks season is over. They are eliminated from the playoffs. Yes.
Quick question. Of those three losses, which one hurts you the most?
Well, you know, I'm kind of prepared for City losses. The Cardinals' losses are... Sorry. They've been losing all year. What do you want me to say?
Better than a tie. Better than a tie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is better. Well, poor Joey.
Oh, was that... That was
Joey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Joey had a rough day.
He's despondent.
He is despondent yesterday. So I'm kind of prepared for those.
Yeah.
Cardinals, I'm not that disappointed in just because, look, anytime you get a chance to sweep, you want them to sweep.
Yeah.
But taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers, that ain't bad.
I have a really, really difficult time
being upset with that. So Cardinals took 2 of 3. So it's the Battle Hawks.
Yes,
it's
that
the
was a
Hawks.
Long way of saying it's the Battle Hawks. That's what I was going to say. That's the one that hurt me the most.
It is. It's the Battle Hawks because this is now 2 years in a row that they could have played in a championship game in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. You had a playoff game in St. Louis, and you lost it. So It's disappointing. All you had to do was win yesterday, and then you're in the championship game next weekend, and they blew it.
Every level of that game was disappointing, not only because they lost, but also...
It was non-competitive.
Where were the fans?
Still 27,000 people showed up. It's not. It's a little less than what we're used to.
Yeah, I mean, it
but
is.
But it's still
right.
A lot of people when there's you know, a Cardinals game that happened a little bit earlier in the day, but still...
That was my question this morning, because I don't have the answer for it, which is why we want to hear from you. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, call or text, or leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. The Cardinals had a pretty good crowd for yesterday's game against the Dodgers. And obviously, not only is it a beautiful day, fun day to go to the Cardinals game, but the Dodgers are a big draw. They've got... I feel like half of their lineup is the MVP. And so do you think the Cardinals fans, what is the overlap of Cardinals and Battlehawks fans who had to make the decision yesterday? And I know even though the games were at different times, not everybody can double up. Not everybody's going to spend the money or spend the whole day doubling up.
Right.
So
right.
Did you make that decision? Are you someone out there who said, well, I would have gone to the Battlehawks game, but I wanted to see the Cardinals and Dodgers? Or... did the Battlehawks just randomly not draw as many people? Well, and it is summer, schedules change, people are on vacation. Maybe it has more to do with the summer schedule than it does with the Cardinals game. But I don't know.
Well, it's a great question. My guess is most people picked. They either went to the Cardinals game or they went to the Battlehawks game.
Like, you think probably there was overlap?
Yeah,
overlap,
I think there's some. You know, there's some people did the doubleheader yesterday, just as there are some people who will do a doubleheader of Cardinals City whenever those two teams play at different times on the same day. I think beyond that, one question I have is, at what point does that whole thing, which is a lot of fun, I've said this a million times, that going to games at the Battle Dome, watching some football happen locally, because we don't really get a chance to see football here unless you go watch high school stuff. But to watch a professional level of football, it's a fun event, right? And it's nice that we have it here. But I wonder at what point it loses steam in St. Louis, or maybe it doesn't lose steam. But after two straight years of sort of blowing it in the playoffs. And yesterday, they were non-competitive. They just got blown out. And they had the opportunity 2 years in a row to end up in a championship game in St. Louis, and it didn't happen. So my question is, at what point, if at all, do people just say, all right, I don't care much about this anymore? Because let's be honest, the league is sort of being propped up by St. Louis attendance. We're the only city that really goes out to support the team. Of all the teams in the UFL, by far, St. Louis is better than everybody else. It's supporting it. People showing up. 27,000 people on what was a down afternoon for them, or a down evening for them. Maybe part of it is that it was Sunday night. And I hate that they tried to play that game on a Saturday. You're not the NFL. Play on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I know you might be going up against other stuff, but play on a Saturday.
So, you know, it's interesting because the emotional investment of the fans into the Cardinals or into the Blues or any other of the top four professional teams, they run deep and they're multi-generational. Yeah. So no matter
Amy, let me add this. Even MLS, I know it's new here.
Yeah.
But we know the league is going to stick around for a long... The MLS is not going anywhere. UFL is a little different, and we don't know how long that league is going to last.
Right, and that's my point, is that you have these deep-rooted fan bases that when the Cardinals are terrible... the fans are going to be mad and they're going to show up. Even though I know attendance is down, we still show up, right? People love the Cardinals, and when they're good or bad, you remain fans of that team. Because the emotional investment of the UFL is so new, I mean, there aren't really even roots yet. It's almost like seedlings. It is highly contingent. The interest in the UFL is highly contingent on the current spectacle. Are they great? Yeah. Is it the championship game? We might have 40,000 people. Are they terrible? maybe no one shows up. Because it's all about in the moment, what kind of entertainment value are you giving me right now?
Right.
Because I have no deep emotional investment.
That's right.
Like you said, the UFL. So
that's why
if the Battle Hawks, like literally their interest, they could have skyrocketed with that championship game.
Sure.
Because it's a current spectacle.
And because the championship game would have been on a Saturday.
I just
don't think a lot of people are willing to sacrifice a Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Because everybody has work the next day. Or are kids out of school yet? They're out of school
mm-hmm.
already?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, even so, you still have work.
Out.
For how long?
Some
used
since
to be done
the
in
end
June.
Of May. Oh. Some like the like June 1st, 2nd, the first couple days of June, but a lot since the end of May. Do you know seniors? Seniors are out like May 10th. Insane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like we were out as late as like June 10th sometimes.
Were you in remedial school?
No, just the way school was. We're in Illinois. It's Illinois is a better better educated state. Better performing state than Missouri. That's true historically. It's just a better state than Missouri. Love you here in Missouri, though.
Yeah.
Can't drive, can't do anything right. Your state sucks, but Illinois is awesome.
Whoa,
so
guys, notice how he's giving us a real you people speech. Your state sucks?
Yeah.
This is my state. I'm Missouri.
I do live here, too.
Okay. Too late now, buddy.
Well, it's closer to work. So
why don't you go kiss J.B. Pritzker or something?
I don't mind J.B. Pritzker. I think he's all right. I just think that in terms of the Battle Hawks, I think the conditions have to be right for people to come out. So if you're doing it on a Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, when nobody has anything to do the next day, you're more likely to get more people. And you got to win.
That's the thing. The conditions have to be right, but you also have to be entertaining. You got to win. And I do think, again, this is a... in the moment, it's the equivalent of, do you change the channel or are you invested and you watch the game? With teams like the Cardinals, you are invested and you are going to suffer. With the Battle Hawks, either entertain me or I'm moving on.
Yeah, I think very few people leave Battle Hawks games when they lose.
Sorry,
pissed
I mean like
off.
The change the channel mentality, meaning I don't think they're going
to
go.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that if you go to a Battle Hawks game or if you watched it, I think the vast majority of people don't turn the game off or leave the game upset if they lose. It was like, that's a thing we did for 3 hours.
Oh,
we had a good time.
It's interesting. I don't think you would leave the game, no. I could see you changing the channel, though.
I'm talking about the emotion, just how you feel when it's over. For the most part, it's an activity.
Doesn't ruin your day.
Right.
Although this kind of ruined my day.
Battle Hawks?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they lost.
Yeah. And now we don't get to talk to a Battle Hawks player
this
week.
Who were the nicest
They were the most
players.
Delightful.
Delightful.
We talked to a Battle Hawks player like every week, and they were all really great and fun, and I was rooting for them, and then they went and stunk up the joint yesterday.
Maybe we're the two most upset Battle Hawks fans.
Probably. Yeah. Well, let us know what you think. Do they have to keep winning? Are you losing Battle Hawks steam? Let us know how you feel. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're in. 314-436-7900. Tell us how you feel or leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. We did tell you that there's a way that you can help with the tornado relief effort this week, and it's going to have a lot to do with this show. So we'll tell you what that is next on KMOX.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. And kicking off this week is us in partnership with Jerry Kelly.
JerryKelly.com.
100 acts of kindness. And what we're going to do for now until the end of the year is highlight people who have done acts of kindness or are performing acts of kindness. For example, we have somebody who has texted in and said their neighbor, Steve, on trash day, who always walks there. This is an older person who has a neighbor who walks their trash and recycle bin back up the driveway because it's a pretty steep angle for them. So Steve just does it and sits them right next to the garage. That's an act of kindness.
Quick question.
Yeah.
How much do you think this is our boss,
Steve? It is not our boss, Steve. There's no chance.
Texting it in.
No.
Saying, like, oh, there he is. I just saw him through the window.
No. This is... This is not happening with Steve Moore.
I thought maybe he did it once and then texted in.
That would be
himself. You know,
would be so Steve. No,
no,
no.
That's
this is
awesome. That's awesome. That's
just a random act of kindness. So what we are doing tomorrow?
Yeah. Is we will be at the Urban League and we'll be broadcasting from 9 to noon tomorrow, Tuesday, from the Urban League,
1408 North Kings Highway,
and we'll be accepting tornado relief donation items. So we have a list of items that, I mean, a lot of items are still in need right now. So it's a great opportunity to pack up your car with some of the needed items, swing on by the Urban League, say hi.
Yes.
Say hi to us, and we'll personally thank you for dropping off those
thank
items.
Thank you for being there. Non-perishable food, toiletries, hygiene products, infant supplies, cleaning supplies. I suppose they probably still do need bottled water if you want to drop that off too. But anything that you think that you can donate, come on by 1408 North Kings Highway. We're going to do the whole show there tomorrow. So we'll be there from 9 until noon. But of course, you can drop off. You can commit your act of kindness anytime you want and just...
Commit it?
Commit it. Yeah, commit it.
Do it.
It's an act. Commit is not always a crime.
That's true. Usually it's a negative connotation, but I like it. Commit your act of kindness.
Yeah.
And you said...
You should commit your act of kindness.
Yes. You brought up water. Gatorade also, I think, would be good because it is so hot and so humid. People are doing a lot of work. So like water, Gatorade, anything. Just think of what you would need. And it's hard to put yourself in that position if you lost everything, your home. Toothbrush, toothpaste, as you mentioned, like Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
Maybe masks because they're still cleaning up in some, you know, pretty bad destruction where the air is bad, not just with the pollen and the mold, but, you know, whatever happens to be in the
materials.
House, the building materials.
Yeah.
So, you know,
some of those houses are really old and you don't know how they were put together or, you
yeah.
know, what's, yeah, what dangerous stuff that you could be inhaling. So, of course, a mask would be helpful.
Yeah. So anything like that will be there. The Urban League tomorrow, 9 to noon, broadcasting live. We'd love to say hi. We'd love to bring... I think we should have a big old pile of supplies by the end of the show.
I would love to.
So commit your act of kindness. What I do love about the texter texting in about the trash can, I love that an act of kindness doesn't have to be super big, showy, or cost a ton of money. Even like asking how someone is, like a neighbor, asking how someone's doing and yeah. meaning it. Not like, hey, how are you? Good. How are you? Bye.
No, but checking in on
checking
them.
Checking in on them.
Maybe somebody who doesn't appear to have a mm-hmm. lot of people, family or whatever. Just check on your neighbor.
Yeah.
Check on your friends, too.
Have you ever paid it forward at a Starbucks or a coffee shop?
Billy no.
Is looking at me like, yeah, I
no. It, that is that to me is always weird because if you do it for somebody, oh, the only person who's really committing the act is the first person. But everybody else, if they just keep paying it back and they have their stuff paid for them, where's the act of kindness?
Oh, wow.
55 burgers, 55 fries, 55 tacos, 55 pies, 55 cokes, 100 tater tots, 100 pizzas, 100 tenders, 100 meatballs, 100 coffees, 55 wings, 55 shakes, 55 pancakes, 55 pasta, 55 peppers, and 155 taters.
$680.
Okay.
$680. Okay. That was an old pay it forward scam.
Yeah, so, what a great concept. But yeah, I mean, I don't like the pay it forward. That's just
really?
One I don't. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, before he poo-poos, any act of kindness that you would like to commit.
Don't start a chain. Just pay for somebody's stuff and then don't say, you know,
or
don't
ask
say like
how someone's doing. I do hope we do popsicles this summer. I think that's a really fun one. They're individually wrapped, so it's kosher. It's all clean.
They're going to melt.
Not if you have a cooler with ice.
Do you have a cooler?
Yes.
You don't have a cooler.
I do. I have a little.
You don't have a cooler.
I have a little igloo pink one.
Okay, how many popsicles can we give out with that?
Probably six.
Well, the day's over now.
That's six acts of kindness in my book. Do you get an act of kindness per popsicle?
No. No, the act is being out there.
Oh.
So out there for 4 minutes.
Because we could knock this thing out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's our one act of kindness for the whole year. But we want to highlight people who
yeah,
are doing
it's actually,
things. So if,
it's a really cool concept. And you know what? Everything is so negative in the news. I get it. And negative online. If you want to think of the worst of people, go online. If you want to think the best of people, go outside. I love that. And I think it's really true. Our community is coming together. And this is going to be fun to focus on positive things. I hope we get creative. If you have a creative act of kindness idea. Now remember, it's an act of kindness. It's not like donate $1 billion. I don't have $1 billion.
No.
So if you have a creative act of kindness that you've done or you think is a good idea.
Or somebody you know has done. Like
yeah.
this woman whose neighbor has done that. I don't even know if it's a woman. But I don't know why I just assumed it was. It may not be.
Kindness, probably.
But they were talking about their neighbor who helps mm-hmm. bring up their garbage cans after trash day.
One of my best friends of all time, Michelle, she has a cutting garden, like a flowers, you know, a cutting garden. And she would save little bottles and just randomly, and she's done this for years, would put like cutting flowers in the bottles and tie a ribbon around it and like leave it on people like her friends' porches or just surprise them. I'd come home at my apartment and there'd be a bottle with all these beautiful flowers in it.
That's kind of a cute thing to do.
It is. And it's such a nice thing. And it was recycling using an old bottle. And it was pretty.
Tomorrow. You can see our pretty faces yep. at Urban League
yep.
of Metropolitan St. Louis. We are going to be at 1408 North Kings Highway. Anything you think you can bring. If you have some supplies that would be of use to people who were affected by the tornado, toiletries, mm-hmm. cleaning supplies, hygiene products, non-perishable food, water, that sort of thing, bring it on by. 1408 North Kings Highway. Chris and Amy's show will be there from 9 until noon. There is a Dodger not happy with the Cardinals. We'll tell you what he did, or what apparently the Cardinals did to him. Huh. Also, the Cardinals might be getting some money from the state, potentially.
What?
Yeah, we will talk about that when we come back on KMOX.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big lead again for Peralta. Holiday, a safe lead at second. Adam swings, yes, and it's a drive. Deep right field. Back to the wall. And it's a gunner. A gunner. A three-run homer for Matt Adams. 3-2 Cardinals in a magical seventh inning.
You guys remember that home run from the division series in 2014 against the Dodgers off Clayton Kershaw?
Those were the days when I would always say my favorite thing to do is beat the Dodgers in October.
Well,
or September.
It's funny because Kershaw has been outstanding against the Cardinals during the regular season.
Yes.
Then moments like that in the postseason have happened. And he was good against them yesterday, too. So during the game at one point yesterday, the Cardinals on the video screen, while Clayton Kershaw was starting, they played that highlight. So Kershaw obviously was aware of it, and after the game, he was asked about it.
Yeah, I think it's a little bush league, but I don't expect anything less from these guys, so it's no worries.
It's a little bush league.
And I don't expect anything less from these guys. Well, if the Cardinals are one thing, they're Bush League.
I know that.
What?
I will say this. Historically, there are a lot of teams that don't really like the Cardinals over the last 10 years.
But that's different than Bush League.
It could be all wrapped in. I don't know if they're Bush League. I think there was this
There was Bush League would be like when they're taking guys' knees out. That's what I picture.
Yeah, so there was a stretch of time where they were doing that kind of stuff.
Really?
Like the, yes, the perception of them outside of St. Louis is that they were headhunting and that sort of thing.
Interesting. I never knew that at all. I always think of the Cincinnati Reds as Bush League.
Well, so we're never going to think of ourselves like that.
Well,
Nobody ever does.
I feel like I'm pretty objective. Because, like, there's some... You know when you're Bush League. Like, you mentioned players that you like or don't like if they're on your team. We all love Chris Pronger. He was dirty as all get out. And we all knew it.
Okay, so that's dirty. I don't think most people feel that way who are Blues fans.
Oh, interesting.
I
thought the Cincinnati Reds are Bush League, but whatever.
I don't think that was Bush League. I think that's entertainment. That's what I think that is.
I think it's... I think there's a huge difference between petty and Bush League or catty and Bush League. You know what I mean? So I could see how you could say, oh, like, let it go, buddy. It's a little petty, but I'm okay with it. It's
yeah,
funny.
I don't think that's that big of a deal. Of course, you like to think that players are not paying attention to what's on the video screen, though they do. But you like to think they're focused on the game. Yeah, he probably did see that. And clearly he saw it because he was asked about it. But I don't consider that to be Bush League. I just think that is part. Baseball is entertainment. Mm-hmm. And everything that happens on the field, in the stadium, on television, the number one most important thing about the sport is it is a television show and it is entertainment. That's number one.
Also,
so that was all very entertaining. I have no problem with what the Cardinals did there.
Point of parliament. When he said, he being Kershaw, well, it's Bush League and I wouldn't expect anything less from those guys. Was he talking about the Cardinals or like the video
crew? The Cardinals.
Because does the team sign off on all the videos?
No, the players don't know what they're doing.
That's what I mean.
No.
So was Clayton Kershaw going after our stadium guys?
Here's the thing. I don't think players make that separation.
I think
people probably just look at it as the entire Cardinals organization.
You know what I hate about the Cardinals and Adam Wainwright is when the organ plays that song. Like, no, who says that?
I just don't think they think like that.
I guess not.
They're not separating.
I'm okay with petty. And here's the thing. I said this during the NHL playoffs when the Blues were playing the Jets, that the only guy who could possibly understand how Connor Hellebuyck was feeling, the way he was just absolutely imploding in the postseason, was Clayton Kershaw. And obviously, Hellebuyck, they won that series. But I have no problem with us remembering Connor Hellebuyck falling apart in St. Louis. I also would then question, if you've been to a soccer game in Europe or in England, they're yelling World War II chants at each other. Like, you talk about a long memory. They're going back to grandfathers fighting each other on the beaches of Normandy type stuff.
And what you're talking about is, you know, the thing that people like to say, like, keep politics out of sports. I don't want that. Politics has never been completely removed from sports, ever. Historically, there's always, even the very first Olympics, it's all politics. Everything is politics. One of the most celebrated games in this country's history
was political.
Political.
Yeah.
It was the 1980 Miracle on Ice.
Well, and I guess... Yes, but I wasn't even taking the political term. I was just saying, if Kershaw was saying that was 2014, forget about it, compared to European standards, that's a short memory. Because they will bring up World Cup losses from 70 years ago. They'll bring up, like I said, different wars that they've lost.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it. Because honestly, if you play that clip, the Cardinals, and they still lose, it's kind of like the joke's on you. But it's fun in the moment.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that at all. I think he's kind of being a baby about it. If he's really serious, and maybe he didn't think twice about it, maybe somebody just asked him in the moment, hey, did you see the video? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, it's Bush League. And it didn't affect him. But it's
also say the way he said it, it didn't sound upset. Sounded kind of like, oh, I wouldn't expect anything less from those guys. Kind of like almost offhand.
Well, I mean, he had a decent... He won.
Yeah. It felt like an offhand comment. Like, I don't think he's thinking about it the way we are.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he ran to... I don't think he was at his locker after the game and said, hey, get over here. I need to talk to you guys real quick. What they did was absolute BS.
Yeah. No, I don't think he cares. He probably... It sounded like he almost kind of chuckled when he's like, oh, I wouldn't expect anything less from these guys. Like, he's taking a shot at them, not because of a deep-rooted insecurity or he felt upset, just because he had a chance to take a shot at the Cardinals. Why not?
I'm just glad the Cardinals did something that wasn't conservative. Like, they could have played it safe there and not tried to upset any players on the field.
They ruffled some feathers.
Yes, good. Good. That's what I want to see. I want to see a little edge from our people.
Ronge, you just hit on it. How Major League Baseball in general is known for being really conservative. Sometimes they don't lean into the personalities.
I don't mean politics conservative.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. No, just the brand. Like, they're very uptight.
Yes.
Like me.
Yes.
They're uptight.
Yes.
And the Cardinals are very uptight like me.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you.
Yes. So I think they did that Clayton Kershaw video, which was a little, you know, edgy. And so
for them,
the Cardinals, the hashtag time to fly next year, it should be hashtag ruffle some feathers. Isn't that so good?
That's not bad.
I think that's really good.
Ruffle
hashtag
some feathers.
Ruffle some feathers. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Does Megan Eberhardt have anything to do with this?
Hey,
does she come up with hashtags? Who comes up with hashtags?
Well, if anyone's listening, Ben or Megan or Mr. DeWitt, if you're listening, you can have this idea for free.
Ruffle some feathers.
Ruffle some feathers. I like it. I think it's fun.
I think it is fun, too. Good job.
And you know what else? When the Cardinals make it to the postseason this fall and they end up facing the Dodgers, we're going to play that video again.
So here's what bothers me about what you just did. Because we guaranteed Battle Hawks going to the championship game, and now and that didn't happen because they got blown out.
Their feathers got ruffled.
Their feathers got ruffled.
Yeah.
Battle Hawks got ruffled. They got roughed the hell up.
Yeah.
So you did that, and now you've put that stank on the Cardinals. So I hope you didn't ruin their playoff chances.
I don't think so, because I think you are more of the guarantor because you're always so braggadocious. You're like, oh, and here's what I need you to do. I need you to tell the fans you've guaranteed they'll be in the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you did. Like, you literally said that.
And they didn't have to oblige, but they did.
I'm getting some feedback. Hashtag ruffle some feathers, I think, is popular. I like it.
How much feedback? You got one text?
One feedback.
From somebody you know?
From somebody you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear about
that. It's not a lady.
It's okay. What does that have to do with it? Hey, so remember when we talked on Friday about the state of Missouri, the Missouri Senate, anyway, approving a bill that would have some financial benefit to the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals? Well, apparently, this is not a thing we talked about.
Yeah.
There are implications for the Cardinals tied into this as well. It still has to pass the House. But if this does go through, if the Cardinals want to make any renovations at Busch Stadium, any projects that they might take up to improve the stadium, which is already a really fantastic stadium, I think it's one of the better ones in the country. I haven't been to all of them, but I've been to a lot of them. It is one of my favorite stadiums in Major League Baseball. But if they do a project that costs more than $500 million, the state could end up covering half of that. That is according to the bill approved by the Missouri Senate. So it looks like the Cardinals would benefit of this. Now, the Royals and Chiefs are trying to get brand new stadiums. That's different. I don't believe the Cardinals are looking to build a brand new stadium because theirs is still pretty new and it's nice and appears to be in good shape. But they could renovate it still.
They could. What's interesting is I was thinking, I actually said out loud, can they do $500 million worth of renovations? And Matt assured me they could because people know how to spend money, right? We can spend money if you have to. Well, the Post-Dispatch listed some things that needed to be repaired or replaced in Busch Stadium, and I was actually kind of shocked. The 45,000 seats, this is the Post-Dispatch, are nearing the end of their expected lifespans.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They don't last forever.
There are cooler, more comfortable options available. The all-inclusive clubs, which generate outsized revenue, need a reset. They continue, the clubhouse needs an upgrade to keep players comfortable and keep pace with advances in technology, helping players train and recover from games and injuries. Also, the electrical systems and chillers that power the air conditioning are aging, and the elevators are nearing the end of their useful life. And I have just transformed into an old man going, well, back in my day, refrigerators used to last 60 years. I'm shocked. It doesn't feel like that long of a lifespan.
Oh, and fridges do not last that long
anymore.
But
they used to because everybody has their grandparents' fridge in the garage that weighed 1,000 pounds and was made out of metal and somehow is still running.
Now they're made to break down, so you have to buy a new one.
They are. But are... So, the like Wrigley Field, have they replaced their seats every 20 years?
I don't know how often, but they've done a ton of renovation. They have to do so much just to keep that building active because it's so old.
I'm just shocked.
So they're constantly having to. There was a time, this was about 15 or 20 years ago, where concrete on the concourse, when you're walking around and in the seats, concrete was falling from the roof and hitting people.
Well, that's a problem.
Because the place was falling apart and they had to put up netting to keep the, keep concrete from hitting people.
I guess I just didn't realize when you are a stadium builder, because this stadium is 2006, so it's 19 years old. And they said, okay, we're going to buy 45,000 seats. Great. How long will these seats last? About 19, 20 years. I didn't realize. I know things need to be replaced. I didn't realize 20 years was the limit.
And I would like to see what these cooling seats are.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, my guess is there's probably more ventilation on the butt part. And this would be great for somebody like you, Amy.
Oh, my gosh. One time, I wore khaki shorts to the baseball game. I don't know why. But I did. And it was hot. And I'm a sweater. And I stood up to get a hot dog. And as soon as I stood up, the lady behind me, complete stranger, goes, oh, honey. I threw the shorts away after the game.
You sweated all the way through your shorts?
Yeah, but not like I didn't, but like definitely in the butt-shaped pattern. Do you know what I mean? It was crotch and butt. From the front, it looked like I had an accident. From the back, I don't know what it looked like. But the whole, all the butt cheeks and like the middle of my back, like it would have been one thing if someone had just, if I had jumped in a pool and all the khaki shorts were wet, so the color was the same.
Yeah, that would have been
thing. Less offensive.
You should have gone into the bathroom and just put water all over your pants.
Think, picture yourselves right now. How bad would something have to be for you to say to a complete stranger, oh, honey.
Did she gasp?
She gasped. Oh, honey. I threw the shorts away. I'm like,
can't wear those again.
Can't wear them. Not because they were so sweaty, but because they were a symbol of my shame.
That's so funny.
I make bad
short
decisions.
Yeah, so maybe the new seats they put in at Busch Stadium at some point won't allow that to happen to you in the middle of the St. Louis summer.
The elevators are nearing the end of their useful life.
Take the stairs.
So what does it mean when they're not useful? Does it mean they just stop working? Like, well, they're nearing the end. They're not ending the end of their life. They're nearing the end of their useful life.
Yeah, they just show up.
What's the difference?
They show up and the elevators are on their phones the whole time. They're not really doing any work.
These guys aren't useful at all.
No, they're not. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Did you see this next on KMOX?
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Hey, did you see, Ranj? We got another supporter with hashtag ruffle some feathers.
We got more than one?
Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard listening to the show. She texted in and she said, I like the hashtag sis. So that's two people
like it. Well,
thank you, Alderwoman. Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard supports hashtag ruffle some feathers.
That's a great thing.
I think it's really cool. I think it's fun.
Well, yeah, you came up with it.
Well, I know, but I've come up with a lot of dumb stuff, objectively.
I wouldn't mind if they went with that.
Yeah.
Ruffle some feathers.
It's fun.
Yeah. So next year, that could be your hashtag, Cardinals.
I like it.
So, Amy, there's a story of a woman in Michigan who went to buy a scratch-off lottery ticket.
Uh-huh.
And her name is Amanda Hughes. And she went to buy a ticket, and the clerk said, well, we are out of those, but may I suggest this other one? So she bought that scratch-off, won $500,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
so
this is from a news release from a couple of days ago. So she has won this ticket. Here's my question.
Okay.
Should she tip the clerk? Should she give a little something to the clerk? Now, the store gets something. The store gets, I forgot what the percentage is. They get a little bit of something for selling the winning lottery ticket.
And the gov.
But I don't think
that gets about half, right?
That clerk doesn't get anything as a result.
Well, here's my question. You know how everybody is mad about everything all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say she doesn't tip and we have this conversation, we move on. But let's say she tips $2,000, which is pretty good. People are going to say, oh, she made $250,000 and all she could do is give $2,000 to the clerk. That's terrible. She's selfish. Maybe she would be inviting more hate.
Than if you give nothing?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Because if you give nothing, it's not really a thing.
$2,000, $5,000. No, I think it is a thing if you don't give anything. I would give the clerk a little something. So she said she's going to buy a house with some of it and then put the rest away for family.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think I'd give the clerk a little something.
Yeah, I would.
You don't have to give like $100,000 or anything, but...
Do you have a friend that you would take care of, say, like, I want to give you enough money that you're going to be okay. Maybe you don't even have to work if you won the lottery, because it would be more fun to you to have that friend available. I have a friend like that. I always say, if I win the lottery, I'm going to give you enough that you can retire because you're no use to me employed. I need you to be able to hang out with me.
I see what you're saying. You should hang out with me. I thought you meant I need you to be indebted to me forever.
No,
and do whatever I want.
I always tell this friend, you're no use to me employed.
I do like the idea of somebody being in debt to me, though.
I knew you
would. I think that would be awesome. Somebody like have to. I mean, you have to do drop whatever you're doing whenever I say.
All I can say is if Ronj offers you the money, don't take it. Your life is over. Your life as you know it is over.
That's right. You know.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.